between the life we see and the world we dream, there are stories when they are told. Nightmares become imagination. So please.
Thomas, you aren't.
Hello to the guild. I hope choices don't stump you because today it's full of them. Welcome to the Dim Light Anxiety Podcast. I am your host, Giggles, and I am so excited about Thanksgiving this year. It is my big family reunion, and today I'm traveling to be part of such an awesome, experience. Just get together, whatever. We even have a musical talent show this year, as well as, you know, all our normal events. Yes, I said events. This has been going on for so long, and the family has gotten so large. We have over 100 people that show up just every year. Well, every other year, because we can't do it every year. And we have to wear name tags and matching t-shirts. It's great. There's also, it's just on a very beautiful property, so usually a place to hide if you need to, but also still be a part of the family. It's great, great. But I'm a little nervous because the wind was out of control yesterday. I swear I felt my apartment swaying. I couldn't believe how strong it was. Makes me wonder about the day it may no longer be able to hold up. I know that is super unlikely, but we mostly talk unlikely scenarios on this podcast. I bet that would make for a crazy story. How would it end? Or would it end with the building crash? Or would the crash simply be the beginning? Just things my fucked up brain thinks of. Speaking of fucked up brains, I want to know, what's your story? From Campy to A Rock Flew Through My Window. Scary. I want to hear them all because you came up with them. Squeeze those nightmares out onto paper and send them to my email for a chance to have them featured on this podcast. My email, for those that don't know, is dimlightanxiety@gmail.com. So, taking a slight detour, my toilet is now super clogged. I don't know if there's a snake in the pipe or if this is all just, random happenstance. At this point, I am really just ready to stop being afraid to go to the bathroom. Just give me working pipes, and I promise I will never write a story about a snake in the toilet again. But seriously, I'm tired of it. Okay, moving on. Today, I have a first-time episode. For the first time on this podcast, we will have 3 stories for you. They are all going to twist your brain. One decision always leads to another. Our first and second story are written by the very talented short, scary story author. You can find them on Reddit under the username Jose the Slime. Fantastic author. The first story is all about being incapable of denying your basic human needs. Or maybe it's about so much more. We all know that life usually isn't easy. Some people say it's because we have too many choices. I wonder if these characters would agree. Submitted for the approval of the Guild with Dim Light Anxiety, I call this story The Tales of Choices. Titled, Thirst. An 8-ounce glass of iced coffee from this morning sits upon my desk, untouched. As much as I may have craved the refreshing taste of chilled coffee on a hot day, I was not motivated to leave the safety of my warm bed to retrieve it. The ice had melted by this point and washed away the delicious flavor that this cup may have once contained. Thirsty, alone, and afraid. I just couldn't risk it. It had been days of temptation, and I somehow managed to remain strong. It began as a tall glass of water, dripping with condensation, and day after day changed into more refreshing beverages that suited my temptations. But I wouldn't let them win. I would remain strong. My eyes shut, and for a second I could imagine the taste of a refreshing drink washing over my lips as I knocked it back. When I reopened them, however, the delicious-looking iced coffee had become a tall glass of chocolate milk, which, for some reason, I was now craving more than anything. I don't think I have much more time. Humans can't last long without drinking. Before I can even imagine the taste of the brown, chocolatey beverage gracing my lips, I blink, and it changes once more. This time it wasn't anything new, but instead, back to an ice-cold glass of water. The condensation dripped on the outside of the glass, even more this time, with the ice to the brim and a colored straw floating on the edge. I can feel my spirit breaking as my tongue attempts to wet my chapped lips. I give up. My feet gently touch the hard wooden floor as I hang my head in shame. The walk to the glass of water felt long and tiring, but reaching it was like finding the answer to life's most curious question. I stretch my arm towards the glass and prepare to finally satisfy the thirst that has cursed me for so long. As my hand touches the glass, it disappears, revealing it to be an illusion. "Did you forget Daniel?" a strange, haunting voice asked me. "There is no water down here." Oh man, that story makes me so thirsty as well. Excuse me while I take a quick drink. Refreshing. Okay, back at it because that was only the first of today's stories. This next one is about the same author. Who doesn't want ice cream when they hear the sound of the ice cream truck? Why wouldn't you chase after it? Titled, "Hey Pal, Would You Like Some Ice Cream?" As the ice cream truck song played throughout the quiet suburban street, children from almost every house lined up at the side of the truck to get their hands on delicious frozen treats. "I'll take the Choco Taco."
"I want the Spider-Man ice cream."
Each child hands the ice cream man a couple of bucks and requests their favorite type of ice cream. But they are all confused when handed the same single scoop of vanilla ice cream on a tiny cone. Each child stares at the cone in confusion as they gestured away from the truck. Most of them, too young to realize what was happening, begin to eat their treat the moment they are given it.
"This isn't what I asked for," shouts one of the children after being handed the boring-looking ice cream.
"Just eat the goddamn ice cream," grunts the man.
The child stomps away with his cone in hand and a frown on his face. sweat pouring from the ice cream man's brow and his hands shaking violently. Finally, the last child approaches the counter of the ice cream truck.
May I please have chocolate? Asks the child.
No, kid. Vanilla is better,
he replies and extends his hand holding the vanilla cone.
Please, sir, I don't like vanilla. I promise I won't tell the others.
The man's frustration turns into pity as he looks into the child's eyes. His face changes as if he had just come to some sort of revelation.
I promise you, next time, I'll get you chocolate, the man says solemnly. We are all out today. Here, take this one for free and get out of here.
The child gently grabs the cone from the man's hand and stumbles back to his home, on the brink of tears. The ice cream man quickly closes the opening in the side of the truck, locks the latch, and lets out a painful sigh.
Was that so hard?
A voice from the back of the truck whispers in a sinister tone.
Now put the rest of the rat poison into the tub and make the last batch. We have one street left, and your son has been in that freezer an awfully long time.
Damn, both of those were fucked up. I love this author because though his stories are short and sweet, well, I don't know if sweet is the word for it. Anyway, though they are short, they're so twisted. Now we have multiple ways the nightmares are coming at us. What if the ice cream guy is the guy in the first story? That would bring a whole nother dynamic. Loved them both for the sleep they are going to deprive me of this week. Well, you heard it too. What do you think? Were they scary enough? Or better question, can you do better? Can you scare the laughter out of me? Now for the details. Today's writing prompt is inspired by a choice. It's almost like it's the theme of the episode. May it inspire you to choose to write. Here it is. The banging began immediately after she threw herself behind the door. Taking inventory of the room, she saw a baseball bat and a window. She started going for one when the pounding suddenly stopped. Use those sentences as inspiration or those exact sentences in your story. Either way, let them lead you to your nightmares. Which one did she choose? Why? What did that choice lead to? I am dying to find out. Once you're able to squeeze a story out of your brain, send it to my email for a chance to have it come to life on this podcast. If you don't know my email, just check out the website. Links to my email and social media are all on the website, as well as so much more. What is the website, you ask? That's easy. It's just the name of the podcast with a .com at the end. That's dimlightanxiety.com. Speaking of stories, let's give one final shout out to one of them, and the first shout out to the other of our authors of our nightmares this week. You can find them on Reddit under username Jose the Slime and under the username The Last Scarlet Woman. Both are all one word. Check out the description for the correct spellings if you are confused. Oh, and if you enjoyed their stories and or today's episode, please give us a like, follow, subscribe, review on any platform you use to listen to today's story. Just something as simple as that really, really helps these writers get the attention they deserve. If you are feeling really passionate about this podcast, tell your friends. Tell your friends' friends. Tell a stranger. Let them all leave laughing scared. All right, I think that just about covers it. If you have any questions or feel like I didn't, you know, answer something thoroughly enough, just reach out. You know what the website is. For now, however, we are going to finish with our third story, written by the author you can find on Reddit under the username The Last Scarlet Woman. It is a special treat today because for the first time, I'm going to use a poem. You'll be surprised at how much poetry can leave you with nightmares. Enjoy, if you dare. There's a killer in my mirror, Henry. He grows stronger by the day. The slaughter cause, the ravening thirst. Humanity slips away. I stand exposed, the beast revealed, red tooth and claw. Man is a wolf to man indeed, and nature beyond all law. I'll put it all in one box, Jekyll. I'll hide it in the beat of a drum. I'll drown it in the swell of the ocean. But still, that dark voice comes. They always thought of the worst of me, Doctor. It seems that they were right. The chains are off, carnage unleashed. My bright days turned to endless night. Loose always was the thread, my friend, that tethered me to man's estate. Know this, I wrestled for my soul, but now I fear it is too late. I beg you now your forgiveness for what I ask of you. God will guide your hand, Henry. You know what you must do. I declare this meeting of the Guild with Dim Light Anxiety closed. I hope the whispers of poetry aren't coming from your alternate personality. Until next week, creep it real! If you haven't guessed yet, episode 21 and 19 are shortened tastes of what season 4 may look like. Let me know what you think. This podcast does not condone any physical harm on yourself or others. These are fictional stories intended only for entertainment.